It was, you know, preseason football. There were some good things, some bad things. We obviously have to get a lot more consistent as a second unit. It was some of our first times, you know what I mean? I mean, we kind of had some guys rolling in first time, so we're just trying to grow and get better as a unit. And that's, you know, like I said, we did some good things at times, and then we went through some really rough patches. So hopefully we'll get better. We'll watch film, learn from it, and hopefully improve. No question. You know, getting a chance to get that many reps and you know, like you said, get in drive after drive is definitely good for me. And like I said, I can we'll only get better from it as a, you know, and as the preseason goes on, hopefully we'll continue to improve and just get more consistent. Because, you know, at times we did some really good things, like that drive right before half and that other touchdown drive we went on. I mean, I don't know how many plays it was, but I think it was over 10 plays. You know, somebody showed things like that. That's very encouraging, but you just have to do it more often and do it more consistently, and that's what we're going to have to work on.
Did you feel like you kind of got the flow? You know, maybe a little stuttery at the beginning, but then really felt?
Absolutely. You know, that first drive I went in, it was real shaky. And like, I mean, I was sitting on the sideline, and all of a sudden it was like I think it went three and out, and I was in before I even realized it. So, you know, we kind of sputtered on that one. Like you said, the longer we went in, we kind of got in rhythm, and we improved and did some good things at times. And like I said, it's really just all about being more consistent. If we can do that, you know, we can have a fun and successful preseason.
Coach is talking about how you're very, you kind of pride yourself on just like, hey, interception, touchdown, it's all just trying to stay in that one plane.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I think that a lot of, you know, Coach Leach was always preaching that to me in college, and Tom always preaches that. You know, we're just right here all the time, and that's what I try to do. And whether it's the good things or bad things, or like I said, we did some really good things and we did some bad things. So no matter what's going on, you got to play the next play, and you can't change what's just happened. The only thing you control is the next one, and that's kind of the attitude and mentality I try to bring in every day. Is that, you know, whatever just happened, whether it was great or whether it was really bad, let's play the next one and see what happens.
Can you feel the difference in your play from the offseason that you had in the workouts and the strength or whatever else you kind of did in the offseason?
You know, I think being here for my third preseason helps a lot. And you know, like this was the first one, so I think that the more games we play, the more all of us get used to each other as a second unit. I mean, that was the first time we have played as a unit together really in live action ever. So I think we'll get more comfortable to each other, and we'll all start getting more on the same page, and that's where the consistency is going to come from.
Graham, how did you feel out there? Did you feel as the game went on, you felt more comfortable and more comfortable?
Absolutely. Like I was saying earlier, you know, before we got in here, we show flashes of good things, and like I said, the longer we stay in there together, the more comfortable we'll get together. And I think that as the preseason progresses, the more, you know, that's we're all going to start getting on the same page more, and hopefully we'll show more consistency. And we show flashes of some really good things, you know, the drive right before half and the other touchdown drive. We went on a long drive, and if we can do that consistently, we'll have a really fun preseason and be more successful. So like you said, we kind of, I felt it as the game went on, we kind of started forming some, you know, unity and started and doing things well together. And that's what it's all about with that second unit.
What about for you, Graham, being able to play that long? What does it mean for you?
It's great for me. I can only get better from it, I think. You know what I mean? You can't really replace game reps. You know, practice reps are very important, and I've been able to get a lot of those throughout my past 3 years here. But that's the first time I've ever had that much action in a game, and you really can't replace game reps. And like I said, I think if we all get on the same page, we'll only get better. And to give us that many reps in the first game is will be huge for us, I think, as the preseason goes on.
Accuracy problems are really a problem for you. Practice or some problems are early on.
You know, I think it was just coming straight off the sideline. It's a different deal. You know, you go out there, you sit for a while, you watch, and then you got to be ready to play. And that's football. You know what I mean? And so hopefully next week, you know, we'll start a lot faster and be able to do that. But you know, it's something you got to get used to and something to learn from. And hopefully, like I said, next week we'll do better from the beginning.
2-minute drill, something you're pretty comfortable with.
I love it. You know. from, you know, in the high school, we ran a spread offense, no huddle, just get on the ball and let's roll. In college, we did the same thing all game long. So when we get in that setting, that's what I love to do, just get back there. Let's just push the tempo. You know, I think that's one thing that it helps with. Is it definitely helps with the tempo, and it gets you kind of rolling and gets you in a rhythm. And that's when we were able to do in that two-minute drill. And two-minute drill has always been, like I said, something I'm very comfortable in, something I enjoy doing. Trying to speed it up a little bit, get everyone rolling, and make some plays, and that's what we did in that little two-minute right before half there.
What do you take away then from tonight as you look to the next
one? You know, right after the game, it's hard to say, but, you know, I think we got to take the good with the bad and understand that we did some good things and that there are some things to grow on, but we did some really bad things that we have to improve on as well. And that's what we're going to try to do. And like I said, just it's all going to come down to being more consistent because we show flashes of things we can do really well at times. And if we do them consistently, that's going to be impressive. And that's what we have to try to strive for is being more consistent every game.